Welcome to the Jubilee Plus podcast.
Today's episode in our 'Tis Mercy All series is brought to you by teaching pastor Andrew Wilson, as he considers what it means for God to bring down the haughty as well as to lift the lowly.
And I want to talk for a moment about a translation difficulty we have with the word mercy in the Old Testament, and talk about why I think it matters and why it sometimes means that passages that we might not think sounded very merciful at all actually turn out to be deeply concerned with mercy. But there's an interesting dilemma that we have, if you can allow me to get technical for a moment. In the New Testament, the word eleos for mercy basically always means mercy, so it's quite easy. But in the Old Testament, there are three major words that are often translated mercy, and others which, where the word mercy sometimes is translated, and it isn't actually explicitly in the passage, but it might be like a word, I cry out to you, O God, and they translate it, I cry out for mercy or something. So actually there's a number of different ways that the word might appear. And if we go to Exodus 34 for a moment, there's the moment which we touched on before in these Monday Mercy videos, but the great moment where God's name is revealed to Moses, and where God says that his name is the Lord, the God, merciful and gracious, or gracious and compassionate, or compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And all three of those major words of merciful, gracious, and steadfast love can, at different points in the Bible, be translated as mercy. Which is really weird, because to us they sound quite different kind of words, I think. So you hear somebody's compassionate, you think, okay, compassion, mercy, yeah, get the connection. Gracious, yes, I can see the connection, but it seems a little bit more different. We think of grace and mercy as being somewhat different. And then steadfast love, we think, wow, I wouldn't associate that with mercy particularly at all. That sounds like quite a different word. And that final word, chesed, for steadfast love, that's the word, if you know Micah 6:8, which many of us do, he's shown you, O man, what's good, and what does the Lord require of you but to act justly and love mercy. That word mercy in Micah 6:8 is chesed, steadfast love, sometimes translated loving kindness. So the weird dynamic we have is that when you read through the name of God being revealed in Exodus 34, you have the Lord, merciful or gracious or compassionate and gracious and full of steadfast love. And all three of those words, compassion, grace, steadfast love, can all be translated in different contexts by the word mercy. And the reverse is also true, that there is no word in Hebrew which is always translated mercy or merciful, which there pretty much is in Greek. So we end up in a slightly puzzling situation. In the New Testament, we can very clear, we can almost isolate the word and say, oh, the word mercy means this, as distinct from these other terms we might use, like love or grace or compassion. Whereas when we go to the Old Testament, you find yourself thinking, wow, these words sort of mix and match. The concept of mercy is bound up with these three other ideas. It's almost in the middle of the triangle of mercy, of steadfast love and compassion and grace, all of which overlap with the concept of mercy. Now, that might sound, why on earth does that matter though? What's that got to do with anything in normal life? But here's an example of where it mattered to me. So I'm reading in my devotions at the moment. I'm reading the Ascent Psalms, the back end of the Psalter. So from Psalm 120 onwards. And I finished the Ascent Psalms and got myself into just the Psalms 140, 141, 142. And I noticed that the word mercy is appearing in all of them. And David is just coming to God and saying, Lord, I cry to you for mercy. But when you read through the Psalms, some of them don't have the word mercy at all in the original, because it's all like, Lord, I cry out to you, or I plead with you. And the translators have added that word to make us understand what it means. Some of them, the word mercy might be translated by one of the other two words. So it might be a reflection of, I need grace, but they've translated it mercy. And then in one case, this is what I read, and it just struck me as a point of application for us, perhaps. So Psalm 141 and verse 5, it says, let a righteous man strike me. It is a chesed. It is a, the ESV, which I use, has kindness, but you could translate that. That's the word I said, chesed, mercy or steadfast love. Let a righteous person, or it says righteous man in my version, but I think it applies. I actually wrote in the margin, or woman. I'll come back to why in a moment. Let a righteous man or woman strike me. It is a kindness. In other words, sometimes just be slapped as an act of mercy by someone who loves me. And it occurred to me, but you wouldn't pick that up. You wouldn't realize that the word was mercy if you didn't know that the word mercy relates to all three of these terms. And it just struck me as a powerful point of application that sometimes mercy does not take the form that we might expect. And I was studying this, I think, on the same day that a righteous woman of my acquaintance, who will be known to regular viewers quite well because she does a lot of these Monday Mercy videos herself and I'm married to her, that she had spoken pretty directly to, she hadn't quite slapped me, but she'd spoken pretty directly and said, "You must stop doing that." And I was and just sort of bristled on it. But I then realized, I think she is right, as she often is. And it was sort of painful to accept. But I realized that it was actually true. And it would have been the mercy of God to me to prevent me from doing that thing again. And then I read in the psalm, and it says, "Let a righteous man," and I so put, "or woman, strike me," hit me, you know, slap me in the face, or grab me and by the lapel and say, "You must not do this." It is a mercy. It's merciful of God, and it is merciful of others to you when they provide people, when God provides people in your life. It's his mercy to you that he sometimes will have to hit you, and sometimes will have to say, "You must not do that again." And that sometimes is what the mercy of God looks like. That we apply the word simply to settings where we feel like I am poor and broken and God has lifted me up. But there are times where the mercy of God, the chesed of God, comes to say, "No, you are too big for your boots and I'm going to bring you down." And in doing that, I am extending mercy to you because I'm protecting you from doing it again or from becoming more like that kind of person. So there's a technicality there of translation, but I think sometimes it means that when you see the word, the concept of mercy or steadfast love or loving kindness in Scripture, particularly in the Old Testament, there may be a bit more to it than meets the eye, and it may not quite be the version of mercy that you always associate with God's kindness to you. But God in his love does not only lift the lowly up, he also in his mercy brings the high down, and it's by his grace and kindness that he does.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode in our Tis Mercy All series. Don't forget to subscribe or leave a review. And if you'd like to find out more about the work of Jubilee Plus, visit jubilee-plus.org or follow the link in our show notes.